Talk show host Wendy Williams is in the hospital for COVID and a psychiatric evaluation. We all remember when that interview back in 2020, when Wendy told Dr. Oz that she was not taking the COVID vaccine. However, she was recently diagnosed as a breakthrough case. It is also rumored that Wendy had been drinking every day and she is receiving a psych evaluation while in the hospital. But the good news is she is improving. So that is really good news because she's scheduled to be back on her show October 4th, I think it is.
Yes,
we're pulling for you, Wendy. Yeah, get better and get back on TV, you know. Now, switching gears now, Drake has purchased a minority stake in Dave's Hot Chicken. Dave's Hot Chicken, the fried chicken chain that is already backed by investors like Samuel L. Jackson, the chairman of the Boston Red Sox. Drake will own less than half of the company that currently has locations in California, Portland, Dallas, Chicago, and Las Vegas. Congratulations to Drake. He's doing big things.
That's
so big that they're comparing Dave's
Hot Chicken.
I've
never heard of Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah,
they're comparing what now?
Oh, this is a whole. I just said Drake is doing big things, so big that people are now comparing him to Michael Jackson.
No.
You know?
No.
A hot chicken chain?
No.
No, just his music. Just the part about his music.
No.
Yeah. Not the chicken. These are two different things.
No.
Not quite there yet. No.
No.
Not on the music level either.
No. Bad Boy.
People argue with
Bad Boy, greatest now. Whoever arguing don't know.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't live during that whole Michael Jackson era.
Did they see Michael Jackson perform?
Yeah.
It's been a big debate, Steve.
No, it's not a debate. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. We're talking about one of the greatest living performers of all time in the history of entertainment. Drake is a bad boy. I like him. His business acumen is out of sight. His streaming and all that stuff is bar none number one. Mm-hmm. You ain't Michael Jackson, though.
Fire, yeah.
It ain't Michael Jackson fire.
Right, no, I agree.
Shut that down immediately.
It ain't
Billie Jean. It ain't. You know how long Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson?
Since
I was a little boy. Mama's a Pearl was the first 45 I walked up the street and bought. 95 cents. Stop, what? You know how long this boy been great?
Yeah.
A living, yeah, well, when he passed, did you see what the world did?
Yeah.
Man, Drake Cole, don't get me wrong, but sometimes, man, people forget history and what made people. Y'all not finna do this here. If I hear Kanye say he was the greatest artist of all time, if I'm there, I'm gonna push his ass. I'm gonna push his ass, dog. I'm not gonna let this go.
Got
a
ways
no
to
more.
Go to get the mic.
Dog, Michael.
Yeah. Grown men fainting.
And listen
grown
to me,
men.
Dog, and this ain't Drake talking, so I already know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But y'all, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's up there. That's top of the food.
What?
A little misdirected, that one.
Yeah. For me to buy a ticket and go to a concert and faint.
Dog.
Nobody faint
just
at the sight
look
of
at concert ticket sales. We ain't talking about album sales, music sold. Just look at the concert ticket sales.
And the global
his world
effect.
Tours.
Yeah, the global.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
This dude's performances.
You can rest okay, Steve.
He's a whole
you're all good.
Level,
Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
Michael.
Jim, I'm sorry.
Michael.
It's all right. It's okay. All right, well, we started the story off talking about chicken and Drake, but speaking of chicken, we got to say, listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. If you purchased a chicken in the U.S. from January 1st, 2009 through December 31st of last year, you may be eligible to claim a payment in the $181 million class action lawsuit involving several poultry producers in the country. What?
10 years? Yeah,
what?
I bought some chicken over 10 years.
And sick as hell, too.
A recently filed class action lawsuit claims that the price of chicken has been rigged and overpriced for the last 10 years. Man, rigged and overpriced.
Yeah. Listen to me. They're talking about $181 million. Uh-huh. And they're talking over a 10-year span and all the people who bought chicken. Your check couldn't be so small.
I don't care. So I want keep my $4.
You don't care. You want your couple of dollars, Carla?
Yes. $4. I want my money.
All that chicken. Oh, my goodness.
Man, over 10 uh-huh. years.
Uh-huh. I got some in my freezer right now.
$60 million if it was
get
us.
My chick.
Many companies in the chicken industry took it upon themselves to regulate the supply and demand chain as well as the price that chicken is sold for. According to court documents, you can be a part of the settlement class if, A, you purchase a chicken between January, like I said, 2009 and December 31st of 2020. The definition of chicken is given as whole birds or whole cut-up chickens within a package. It also includes white meat parts like breasts and wings.
Nah,
organic
you got the
and wings? Organic. Wait a minute, Steve. Organic and free-range chicken are excluded. Okay, you can't count them.
Now you got to have. Now you got to have proof of purchase.
No problem.
You know, you got to have all your receipts, and then they only gonna give you what they think the price of the overcharge was. Mm. And when I tell you it's gonna be cents. It's going to be cents on the dollar. You best to. This is not what y'all think it is. But go ahead and get your money.
Well, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.